rest of the story. Marta peered into the old building through a hole in the back door. Obviously, the place had been abandoned for years. The floorboards were warped from many seasons of rain that had seeped in through the decaying roof. Debris laden with dust was strewn everywhere. And then in the mostly darkness shattered by shafts of sunlight, Marta's eyes found the curtain. A curtain. A faded, threadbare calico curtain, partly covering what appeared to be a stage. That abandoned building must have been a theater. Well, this is the rest of the story. Death Valley Junction, California, was called Armagosa in the old days. Almost 300 people lived there once upon a time. In the early 20s, the Pacific Coast Borax Company used it for headquarters, even built some offices, even a little hotel and a meeting hall. Corkill Hall, somebody called it, for dances, church services, weddings, funerals. And yes, they showed movies there, so Marta was right in a sense. The abandoned building had been a theater. And yet, by the time she rediscovered it in 1967, nobody had been inside for 20 years. Even the tiny town itself seemed neglected, dwindling, on the brink of being swallowed by the surrounding desert. It would be difficult for Marta to explain to her husband Tom her strange affinity for that sad old forgotten building, but she would try. She ran back to the little filling station from which she had wandered. Tom had just repaired the tire. Their Easter camping vacation could continue now, but not, Marta insisted, until Tom had seen what she had seen. And minutes later, there were two of them squinting through cracks in the adobe at the ravages of persistent time. Neither said a word, for there amid the damage and debris arose a vision beheld by both, a glimpse of their own future. Well, today it's more than a quarter century later. Out on California's Highway 190, in the middle of no place, there is a someplace. The Armagosa Opera House. And 3 nights a week, October through May, one might walk in through the door and see ballet. I mean stories in dance. Told through the art of a solitary dancer on a colorful stage. Look around you now, the breathtaking ceilingscape of joyous cherubs and billowing clouds and soaring doves, the murals on the walls depicting a splendid throng of 16th century opera goers. This opera house on the outskirts of Death Valley, this anomalous ballet theater, is the offspring of a love affair between a woman and an old empty building in the desert. For once upon a time, a renowned ballerina named Marta Beckett was driving through California with her husband when she encountered the rest of her life. It was she who retired from touring to repair a roof and to paint a mural and to make a dream come true. And that dream lives to this day. And curtain is 8:15 sharp, and the dance in full costume with full scenery will go on whether you are there or not. Whether anyone is there or not. A place of grace where time stands still. A pirouette in the wilderness. Now you know the rest of the story.